following program is intended for mature audiences.
Here we go.
Hear me now.
3, 2, 1.
Pirate Radio.
They know I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy.
Richie the Sausage. Patty the Pipe. Dave the Wolf.
All right, we're all here.
Hey, we're here.
Are we allowed to
hopefully working?
I guess we're allowed to talk now.
We're allowed to talk all for the next 50 minutes.
Holy fucking shit.
So what the hell is going on, man? What do we got to go over? We got so much shit to go over. I don't even know.
I don't know where we ended even.
Well, no, we're going to just start as if it was brand new. It's all brand new. So whatever we said has got to be said again, unfortunately. Okay.
Hamina.
Okay, so where are we? How about we'll celebrate Biden and his unity. Woo-hoo.
There is no unity. There's more separation now than there ever was.
Of course there is.
But that's part of the plan, I guess.
Did you see the picture of him like Hitler?
No, where is that?
No, I haven't seen that.
I got this. I'll send it to you, Pat.
Okay. I mean, you would think if he wanted to unify people and unify the party, he obviously just wants to unify the Democrats and the far left. You'd think he would maybe break that fucking stupid $2.5 trillion bill up and just having for straight infrastructure.
You want to know how we would really
50, maybe 700, just for roads and bridges and tunnels. Most Republicans would get on board. He'd get a win, and it would help unify. He could push the other shit through with his bullshit fucking reconciliation that he wants to do anyway. So why the hell wouldn't he?
You want to know something? I really believe if he wanted to unify us, they say, first of all, all he would have to do is give Donald Trump some credit.
Absolutely.
And everybody would come on board. But evidently, they feel that we shouldn't give Donald Trump any credit for anything.
Of course not. No.
Everything is his fault. Yeah, the sun came out today. I think it's Donald did this. You know, the other day we had bad wind. I think Donald Trump did that, too.
What were you talking about? When of course. That was Donald Trump blowing the wind. Yeah, I'm sure it was.
You know, it's just craziness. Crazy shit.
And, of course, now they want to finish the wall, too, you know, because, why don't we put back some of those Donald Trump... they're trying to just erase everything that they ever did. I mean,
Well, that's the main plan here. The plan is to erase everything that he stood for.
He
wasn't part of the team. That was the whole key.
Political team.
That's the key.
Yeah. Well, it's the fucking media. Focusing on shit, you know. Yeah. Oh, who is he yelling at now? Who is he firing? Who is he letting go, you know? Who in the administration was he yelling at for doing a shitty job? But nobody ever fucking focused on the results. You know, just like that fucking golf analogy, you know? The pro fucking, the two pros saying, looking at the guy in the tee box with his tee shot. Oh, look at his fucking stance, look at his swing, look at his backswing, look at his follow through. Okay, so that shit doesn't mean nothing. This is where the fucking ball lands. That's all that matters. You may not agree with the process that Trump does. You can't fucking disagree with the fucking results, man. And at the end of the day, that's what matters, right?
Yep.
That's what matters.
Everything's done. People don't want to know how the sausage is made. They just want to know how to eat it. It tastes good. If they knew how it was made, forget it. They'd never fucking touch it.
Probably. You know what? One of the biggest things here is that on both sides, they're really mad because here was a man that had no political credit to him. And look what he did. He turned the country around. So, but
he got, all the people
together. But to take them away from that, what do we have to do? We have to turn it the opposite way.
Yeah, go back to the ways that it was, you know? I guarantee you, like the late night hosts, they've got to be fucking...
They're biting their tongues.
They're biting their tongues saying, man, all this fucking material that we have to work with, we can really be funny again with this fucking guy. But no, they can't say shit because if they did,
No, they can't. You know, that's for sure. They can't say any of that.
No, they can't because it's their guy. Even like 60 Minutes. Remember when 60 Minutes did that smear on fucking DeSantis? That's blowing up in their face.
Of course
they're trying to frame out pay to play with Publix for the vaccine. Bullshit. Come on, give me a break. You know, I bet you Publix even gave the fucking Gillum, but they won't say that. I bet you they did because they get to everybody. But it wasn't even an idea to use Publix. That was one of the scenarios that he gave them. Oh, but of course, right in the middle of the interview that they just took the pieces that they want, they had to say that the fucking Belgrade mayor wasn't privy to the Publix thing. Well, no shit, bitch. There's no fucking Publix in Belgrade. Not within 40 fucking miles. Why the fuck would they ask your opinion if you don't even fucking have one?
That's right.
Give me a fucking break.
You were supposed to ask, though. Only because there wasn't one doesn't mean that they're not supposed to ask in their book.
Thank God he contacted with fucking CVS and Walgreens to go with their long-term care facilities and get all that done.
Yes,
he was fascinated what you did, what they did. And when they were done with that, they would help out on the vaccine rollout to the masses because they got their part done. And now, okay, we're done. Let's see what else we can do. Maybe we'll make fucking whatever. We'll go into fucking Belgrade. We'll go into Pahokee. We'll go to all these places. They don't even want to see shit. I mean, even the Democrats are coming to his rescue, saying that, hey, he did a great job. That's not what he said. That's not what was done. It's crazy. They want to smear him because he's the biggest fucking brightest fucking star in the GOP. Other than Donald Trump, you know, next to Trump, he's the biggest star. He would make a great president because he also suffers from CFS, you know, common fucking sense. And he'd do a great job. He would do a great job. CFS, common fucking sense.
Common fucking sense.
That's what he suffers from. They got to stop. They're just spending money like crazy, man.
Money.
Yeah,
you know, people don't understand that the law of economics is as certain as the law of physics, and it will crash sooner or later. There will be, you know, no one left to bail this country out, and tremendous poverty will follow. You see with the Bitcoin, it's going fucking crazy because that's like the new gold. People don't even fucking trust gold because it's being manipulated. You know, how the hell they trust this digital currency? I don't know. I guess it's digital world, but I don't know. You know, and more of these corporations now, oh, we're going to get woke. We're going to get woke. Oh, go to fucking sleep, you stupid asshole. I urge conservatives to vote with your wallet. Stop supporting these. Stop funding these stupid companies like fucking Coke and Delta and fucking American Airlines.
I'll never buy another Coca-Cola product again.
Oh, well, I won't either, but...
Bottom line is, well, I don't care whether you're black, white, Chinese, American, Indian, whatever. Just think about this now. If Coca-Cola, for 1 minute, turned around and said, we have to send our people to find out that they're not to be as black as they are.
Yeah.
Now, could you imagine that? That ain't happening. Everybody would be up in an arm war. We'd have fucking rioting in the street, burning buildings and stuff.
Well, we do have that, of course. Nobody sees that because the media is...
Well, because they don't want... Yes, because they don't want us to see that. That's the other key.
Yeah. It's not advantageous to them now to report it. Jesus, no. Trump's not in office now. It's all Biden. But these corporations, they got it. They took... The airlines took a $25 billion bailout during this COVID shit, and who fought for them stronger than anybody to get them that money? Donald fucking Trump. And this is the way they want to fucking repay, you know, the us, the people that bailed them out by, those voting laws, that's depression. That's bullshit, man. Stay in your fucking lane. Stay in your fucking lane. Sell coke, fly planes, get them to land without fucking crashing, get the people where they gotta go. Coke, if you want to fucking get everybody in the world fat so they die of COVID, go right the fuck ahead, do whatever the fuck you want. But just concentrate on that. Concentrate on that, not politics. Stay the fuck out of that lane. That's not your fucking lane. You don't belong there.
That's right.
It is 100% true.
And more companies are doing it. That's the problem.
Oh, I seen that a Zoom call about 100 fucking goddamn CEOs from her saying that, we gotta push this. We gotta push this fucking wokeness. Well, geez, go back to fucking sleep. Jesus Christ. Go wake up. Wake the fuck up. You're a bunch of fucking idiots if you think that's not gonna blow up in your face. I'm sorry. You know, with the Major League Baseball, that animal with the Colorado.
Fuck them too. I won't go watch no more baseball league. Oh, fuck them too.
I stopped watching them years ago, but I would never. I was almost thinking about getting back into it, but then now this, forget it. I mean, they took the fucking All-Star game out of Atlanta, and it's a 51% black and mostly black-owned fucking businesses, which stands to lose now $100 fucking million. Colorado's only 9% black. No one's saying anything about that.
Nope. Nobody's saying anything.
No.
Well,
I'd like to know how much money I had to change hands 2 years ago when Atlanta got that fucking contract for the All-Star game. If they had to make any concession or pay any money to the Major League Baseball, they deserve a motherfucking refund because that's bullshit. Maybe I think they should move the fucking Major League Baseball, move it to fucking China, because that's where most of their fucking money's coming from anyway. I'm sure they have more fucking fans there anyway. Much more. Jesus Christ.
You see what Disney's doing, right? They're taking all the shows now, and they're putting about 20 more black shows on their ABC network, and all the movies they made for Marvel, all the new heroes are going to be black next time.
This is getting crazy. It's getting...
Again, what it's actually created now is more racism than ever before.
Oh, fuck yeah.
This is a way to take a country down from within. Create havoc, create confusion, create people hating each other, killing each other, and make everything racist. And you know what? They can walk in and take over the country.
People are doing, I mean, look at Oregon. Now they're saying fucking trees are racist because people hang from them. Come on now. You know.
Moronic.
Oh, fucking.
I don't know where these people get any of this shit from anymore, but it's gotten so, a bunch of shitheads. I think they're all on fucking medical marijuana.
I don't, maybe they are.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just thinking this. I don't know.
Speaking of racist trees, I'm going to go out on one of those fucking limbs.
Hey, don't fall.
I'm going to make a prediction here. Okay, I'm going to make a prediction here. You watch. Mark my fucking word.
We're cutting trees down?
No, in 2022. Samson. In 2022. 95% of the candidates that Trump endorses will fucking get elected. Guarantee you. I'm making that prediction that 95% of the people that he backs will be elected in 2022, because he won't just back anybody just because of fucking money. He doesn't need fucking money. He's backing them because they're going to do what needs to be fucking done. And I believe that for a fact. He probably even back fucking, I bet you he might even, you know, see who might want to run against Newsom there in California, Caitlyn fucking Jenner. And she'd run as a Republican because she is a Republican.
Yeah.
She is a Republican. But hey, that's California. They're as fucked up.
They got their own fucking problems, is right.
They got their own, I think she'd do a better job than fucking Newsom. That's for sure.
Yeah, he's a
who knows? Maybe she'll even get her fucking picture on a Wheaties box again. Like she did when she was the man. Oh, vote for me. I'll set you free.
God. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Did you see, where was it? Get to this here.
Go ahead.
Get so many fucking notes. We got it's getting fucking ridiculous.
fucking notes. Yin Yang.
Yeah. Biden, he formed the commission for packing, you know, to look at the Supreme Court. Of course, he's going to want to fucking pack them. You know.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
And then he says, and then he said to reporters, no, people don't have the right to know what I'm thinking.
You can't think.
His transparency, it must be a black drop, you know? What the fuck? You can't see through shit.
Wow.
Even in the 80s, I think it was 83, when he said that, oh, yeah, Roosevelt had every right, you know, under the law to do what he did, but it was, you know, it was a fucking bonehead idea to do it. But fast forward 40 years later, this fucking bonehead wants to fucking do something like that. You can't have a one-party system. They'll have the White House. They'll have Congress. And that's a one-party system. That's like fucking the Soviet Union back in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, one party. And remember, that'll get people killed. And it got people killed in Russia. I don't know if people remember Chernobyl.
Nobody remembers anything.
Oh, yeah. The party was saying, oh, yeah, that's under control. We got that completely under control. There's no problem there. Nothing to see here. Bullshit. How many people died? You still can't fucking go to Chernobyl.
Chernobyl had a bunch of Pinocchios. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm telling you.
On the Pinocchio meter. Forget it. They're fucking lying.
That's what they wanted the people to think. That, oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's good.
Of course.
Party system. You don't have anybody fucking saying shit about it. That's like what we have. And now Russia's spending money, they're sending troops to the fucking Ukrainian border. Watch, they're going to probably attack fucking goddamn Ukraine. They pulled them back when Trump was there. Plus, also, they're retrofitting Cold War era military bases in the Arctic and building underground facilities to store high-tech weapons. They're doing that now, including the new Poseidon nuclear torpedo. This thing is nuclear. It's called the Doomsday Weapon. It's got a range of 6,000 miles. It's undetectable under the water. And it is designed to detonate off the coastline of an enemy city, flooding the entire area with fucking radiation, making it uninhabitable for fucking decades.
Yeah.
Decades. Just like Chernobyl. Making it uninhabitable. And that's what they're fucking working on. And they're doing that right now.
Jesus, man.
Man, these people, they really got their head up their fucking ass. So far up their ass, nothing funny.
That's what most of Democrats don't do. They don't think outside the box. They just think whatever to get told.
Well, yeah, they think what they can talk. They don't. Not only don't they think outside the box, however you want to look at it, they don't think outside the box into the future either.
No.
They don't think of the consequences that their actions can fucking have. They just, oh, we got to do it. It's got to be done. We got to do it. We got to do it. We got to do it. So, I'm sorry. You can't. You can't fucking. You can't be thinking that way. You know.
Well, they're brainwashing, brainwashing, brainwashing.
They're trying to brainwash the fuck out of it. I seen there was a guy that tweeted out. He's working to find out for CBS if the $50,000 in student loan relief, if that would change the life, if that would change your life, you know, if we believe. No shit, ass. All of you relieve any debt. Of course it's going to change that person's life. Why the fuck don't they ask the people that paid for their college, paid for their kids' colleges, and paid every fucking penny of their... Why don't they ask them if that's a fucking good idea? Because that would be fucking news. You don't need to do a study or anything on... If I was to take $50,000 a year debt off... Would that change your life? Of course it would, you fucking asshole. Yeah, but why don't you ask the person who owes that $50,000? So would that change your life? Yeah, of course it would, because I'm out 50 fucking grand now, you fucking idiot. But they don't think. They don't think past the fucking nose on their face.
They don't ask the people that paid it off, because they're all Republicans.
Evidently, that's the truth.
I don't even want to say they're just all Republican. They're all responsible fucking people that paid them. Well, they know that they had to pay it. They fucking paid it. Republican, Democrat, independent, boy, girl, had your dick cut off if you're a girl, whatever the fuck you are. You fucking pay your bills. You pay your responsible person. That's what makes the wheel go. You pay me, I pay him, he pays you. Depends on your business. You know?
Well, restaurants now can't hire anybody. Nobody wants to go back to work because they're getting all this free money yet.
They're
getting more money staying home. Come on.
But you gotta realize something. This is a way to create not just socialism. This is a way to create communism. Being completely dependent upon the government. 100%.
100%. That's what they want. They want
exactly.
That's what
they
communists
want. Everybody
is
to be like.
Look at that fucking bitch. That the one from the co-founder of BLM. She just bought a $1.4 million house in California, and she's got three other ones, other houses. Apparently, and she is an admitted Marxist. But apparently, if you're really good at being a fucking Marxist, you become a fucking capitalist because now she's got four houses. What the fuck does she need four houses that are worth more money? So you're telling me I want to be a fucking Marxist and I'm going to do so good that I'm going to become a capitalist and be against everything that I fucking stand for. What the fuck kind of bullshit is that? You know, she's Black Lives Matter. So that person is a different, it's not BLM, it's MBWOLM. It's my black way of life matters. Fuck everybody else. That's all it means. I think somebody should go fucking burn a cross in every one of our fucking yards. That's all.
Jesus Christ.
That might be a little harsh. Whoa.
God. I think he just had a little bit of a brain fart.
Okay.
A little brain fart. Take it back. He took it back.
Maybe I'll be canceled now. Who the fuck knows?
I think you've been drinking too much caffeine.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, maybe.
He's fucking
a little death wish.
Hey. How about the fucking Soros back DAs? How about that fucking dickhead Gasson from fucking L.A., district attorney? Last week a lady was brutally attacked.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
By an MS-13 member?
It doesn't count.
The deputy DA said it was clearly a gang case. And they have a law out there that if this is a gang case, if it's gang related, you're going to get extra time put on your sentence if it's gang related. So they got that. But the DA has to ask for that. And the DA said, No. I'm not going to do that. And they used to have the three strikes rule. If you, you know, three fucking strikes and you're out.
And yeah, no more.
But the DA, the district attorney, again, has to ask for that crime to be considered as one of his three. This guy won't. So that you'll never get the three. The guy can perform 400 of them, but he'll never get the three because they won't even let it count. Because it's not, oh, it's not gang related, or it's not this, it's not that. That's bullshit. And that's a Soros backed one. And there's another fucking butte at a fucking, what's your jigger? Philadelphia. Crasher. There's another butte. He's another Soros fucking back. And then there's one in San Francisco.
Was that Sam Fuckson?
Whatever. Chessy Birdie. When it, Chessy, Chessy, whatever the fuck his name, Birdie. When that kid, when he was 1 year old, this kid, his mother was arrested for the murder in the fucking Brinks robbery. You remember the Brinks robbery back in 81? She got 20 fucking years for that.
Wow.
His dad got 75 years for killing two cops and a security guard. Now this fucking asshole is DA. A fucking Sanders.
Listen, you can't write this shit.
You can't write. I mean, you couldn't fucking. If you were way back when, Hollywood would look at you and say, who the fuck in their right mind would fucking make this guy do this? I'm telling you, you can't make this shit up. It's so fucking hilarious. You can't. Late night would have a fucking field day with all this shit. They can't do a fucking thing now.
Late night right now has like a gag order. They can't say a fucking thing.
You know which late night show I've been watching just started about a week ago. Greg Gutfeld has one. It's called Gutfeld at 11 o'clock. I watched every one of his shows so far. He's funny. You know, this is getting out of fucking control. Out of fucking control. And forget about Hunter Biden. He's been in the news.
But you understand, he's got a pass already.
He's got that new book out, too. What's it called? Beautiful Fucking Things?
Of course.
They're fawning over.
Yeah.
You don't need my laptop. You have the book. Yeah, the book that you fucking wrote. Right, yeah.
Because
you're truthful. I don't even know if that was my laptop.
That was the best.
I don't remember.
That was the fucking best. I don't remember if it was mine.
I don't remember. Well, it proves that fucking dementia runs in that fucking family. It proves it.
Oh, God.
His laptop. And they have fucking identified it as his laptop. Jesus Christ, he's a fucking drug addict. He was a goddamn. He's the greatest fucking thing since sliced bread. No, and Trump's kids are terrible because they're law abiding citizens. They've done everything for themselves. You can't make this shit up. I can't believe that our country has come to this shit. I really can't.
What? But you got to understand something. I go back to again about who was instructing our children for so many years. That's why they believe all this shit.
Yep.
You understand? I mean, when they first, a couple of years ago, I heard in California, they had to change all the clocks in the school.
Why?
Because nobody could read them.
Oh, no, because I had to think some digital clocks or something.
They have to go to a digital clock.
Yeah, or maybe it should just have a fucking hand that comes out of Walt Spector. That's 2:15, you fucking idiot.
Well, think about it. Right now, how many kids today even know how to tie a shoe? Because we've done away with that. Now everybody's got Velcro.
They don't know how to.
Little by little, they're making the country dumber and dumber and dumber. And everybody is just going along with the fucking party line.
Woo-hoo! Absolutely. And even in saying fuck Cisco.
I like that, Blake.
Get a little bit smart because some of the people are fucking bitching about they're not doing a changing of the names of the schools because people are saying, let's concentrate on getting the kids back to the schools. So I guess the distraction stopped working since they don't fucking teach anyway. Why the fuck should we change the fucking names, right? There's nobody fucking there. Who gives a shit why you fucking call it?
Jack off.
It's actually amazing, though, that the teacher union has so much power there.
Oh, they've got of course, they got Biden. They'll keep everything that they fucking say. There's more shit going on there now. One teacher was saying on a Zoom call to her high school students that, you know, that they got a problem with not being in school and that I'm not doing my job as a remote teaching, you know, tell them, can't see me, like, threaten them. She told the students, I dare you to fucking tell them to call me, basically. I would, if I went to a doctor, I wouldn't fucking tell him how to diagnose me. Or tell him, because he's smart. He knows what the fuck he's doing. I'm a teacher. And I went, well, you could fucking, you don't need teachers. Actually, you could self-fucking school your children if you want to. I'm not sure. I'll have to check. I'm a big Amazon guy. I'm going to have to go on Amazon. And see if they had a fucking do-it-yourself fucking heart transplant.
That's a good idea.
Yes. Because I know they have a do-it-yourself fucking teaching. It doesn't take a fucking rocket scientist to see that shit. That's crazy.
Definite.
Absolutely.
We're just living in crazy times where everybody is just going along with shit only because nobody wants to do anything anymore. You know, they feel the government owes and owes. Well, you know what? When the government comes and you have no more fucking rights, it's too late.
It's too fucking late.
It's too late. You know? And then all the crying and all the other bullshit don't mean nothing because you know what? You don't listen, you don't obey. It ain't gonna be happy times. That's for sure.
Yeah, that bullshit with these laws. They say the fucking low laws are voter suppression and voter suppression. I'll tell you what's suppressed is the fucking conservative voice is trying to be suppressed. That is fucking being suppressed. But there's good news, and there is some good news to that Marjorie Taylor Greene. She set a record, $3.2 million in contribution in her first quarter in office of being a congresswoman. That says a lot. That's good. As compared to, like, fucking AOC in her first quarter, she only raised $700,000 in her first quarter. So, you know, I'm hoping that the people, you know, are seeing through all this bullshit. And, you know, well, before they change, everything's racist. I guess the new buzzword now is everything is fucking infrastructure. You know, we're infrastructure, you're infrastructure, Dave. Infrastructure. You know, just like everything was racist. Now everything is infrastructure. So, let's pass the bill.
But infrastructure has always been roads and bridges and building. Not all the stuff that they want to pass through.
That's
why they want to change it. That's why, just like if everything is racist and nothing's racist, well, if everything is infrastructure, then I guess nothing is fucking infrastructure. But
I guess it's whatever they say is infrastructure, and we have to go with it. And yeah, that's a form of communism.
Absolutely.
By knowing that it's wrong, but they say it's right, and you have to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I heard now that Biden is going to withdraw the troops from Afghanistan on September 11th, 2021. Now, isn't that unusual that he picked that day?
No.
September 11th,
no.
2021.
They're fucking making so much fun of this idiot, it's not even funny.
He's just picking the day when everything happened, that's all.
Yeah,
that's all I can remember. You know? You can't remember anything
else. They're making fun of him. They're making fun of this guy in every fucking country.
Ah, God. They're not just making fun of him. They're making fun of us. Right. And what the problem is that when we look weak, that's when shit happens.
And they're going to fucking, they're going to Trump on us, man. So many ways.
Now, do you hear about this with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? If people are dying because of blood clotting, the one-shot vaccine?
Yeah, I heard of that.
And did you hear who they were giving them to? They were giving them to homeless people in California.
Well, probably a test site. That's what they were probably doing. Or they were saying, you know what? Let's get rid of a bunch of people. This is called population control.
We already have that with
the
virus.
Let's just try this. Oh, wow. The virus.
Yeah, the virus.
Dave, I will tell you this. I got the second shot on Thursday at 5:30 at night.
Yeah, and?
I was great until Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. It just felt like everything was taken out of me. I couldn't even stand up.
That was your body rebooting to the virus. So
I have to admit, every once in a while, I do drop my pants now and walk in front of my television.
Oh,
in case they, with it off, the TV's off, just in case they're watching, I usually bend over and show them my asshole so they have a perfect shot of it.
That's it.
You know? I don't know, but I'll tell you.
I'm sure they'll probably say, hey, look, he's got a picture of fucking Wagner on his wall.
Oh, God. All I know is I wouldn't wish that feeling to anybody.
Did it last you? Well, how long? 24 hours?
It lasted me exactly 24 hours.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Some people get it for 24 hours and it disappears.
My friend's wife, 77. Not anything. Him, 72. He was dizzy. He started shaking. He had to lay down. My other friend, 86 years old, he couldn't get out of bed for 2 days.
Wow.
Everybody is different. Everybody is different.
Yeah, but maybe if it would have actually really affected you bad, it would make you feel bad. Because maybe that's a sign saying that maybe it's a good thing I got this, because if I actually caught COVID, maybe it would fucking kill me or whatever.
Maybe that's psychological, maybe they do that.
I don't fucking know. I haven't got it. I'm not getting it. I'm not planning on getting it.
I got to be honest with you.
I've done things to help me. I've lost probably, 15, 20 pounds. I mean, that's the thing that it really attacks people that are overweight and obese. It really, that's the important thing. So stop drinking fucking Coke and Pepsi. They're all on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, Luz. Do what you have to do to get yourself to a position to where the comorbidity that presents itself isn't there for you if you can. If it's losing weight, if it's dropping this, if it's trying to take care of your cholesterol, whatever the hell it is, I urge you to do that, because that's healthier for you anyway. In the long run, it's probably make you live longer to begin with if you're being healthier. And fuck getting the goddamn shot. If you're one of those, you know, comorbid, if you already have problems like that, then maybe you should get it. But I'm sure a lot of these people, I bet you the death rate of just COVID is less than 100,000 people in this country. The rest of them were already dying. They're already dying. It doesn't fucking matter. Oh, they caught COVID. Just like the guy that got shot in the fucking head with a bullet, but he was tested positive for COVID. He died of COVID. The underlying conditioning was fucking lead poisoning, but he died. Yeah, give me a fucking break, man. It's money, because they got money for it.
That's what it is. And that's what makes...
It's all about the almighty dollar.
And that's what makes the world go round, you know? You see some of these medications today, but the other part of this with this COVID thing is now they're saying 8 months down the road, you might need another booster of it.
Yep, just like the flu shot.
Well, maybe you will.
You understand? I don't know. And they told me already with the cards, to go to Staples and they'll laminate it for you because you're going to need this, and to take a picture with your phone because you're going to need this to travel anywhere.
And that's gonna begin to fall.
This is everything
that is your right. You'll need that for everything. You'll need that to go into a public toilet to take a shit. You'll need it for everything.
I'm telling you, you're not gonna be able to go from state to state. They're gonna have checkpoints.
You're not gonna be able to go to that after fucking dinner if you don't have that fucking thing. You watch. That's really gonna infringe on people, and it's bad because it's just another way of tracking it too. So it may sound like a conspiracy theory, but not if it's fucking going to happen. It's just bullshit.
It's just another form of them controlling you.
Well, Richie's going to get one from eBay.
I'm going to start fucking pissing the cards out right now and start making them and selling them. Now, I'm not going to sell them. You know what? Fuck that. I'm not going to sell them. I'm going to fucking give them away. Anybody that fucking wants one, I'll have it. I'm going to sell them. Fuck it. Why should I? I don't need to fucking capitalize on shit. That's bullshit.
You know, it's sad. Sad. That this country has come to this.
Oh, my God.
That's the sad part.
And the millions of people that are just coming across that fucking border and, oh, God.
And God knows what they're bringing with them.
Oh, and fucking Pelosi, she says, oh, we're on a good path.
Well,
she's Biden. I don't know what the fuck planet she's fucking from. But if you call a 71% increase, a surge from February to March, a good path, maybe... In the Democrats' mind, path means crisis, I guess. She said it was bad under Trump. They stopped coming. He built the wall, you know, to remain in Mexico, for your asylum from where you're at, the first fucking country you come to that you're not persecuted or whatever. But now they want to finish the fucking wall. You know, we're in a bizarre fucking bizarro world. You know, bad is good, good is bad. Can't this crisis? Crisis means I'm taking away your fucking guns because that's a crisis. It's another thing that Trump was right about. He says that fucking Biden comes coming for your guns and all this bullshit with the border. And if Biden gets in the way, it's your Second Amendment gone. I hope all you assholes who voted for Biden see that now. And then Jen Psaki said, about the terrorists on the fucking, on the border. When they caught those couple of terrorists, says, well, catching terrorists and gang members is very rare and uncommon. That we apprehend these people. It's very uncommon that we apprehend these people. Well, no shit. That's because these fucking people don't want to get caught like all the other people do because they're going to stop them. They don't want, they want to sneak the fuck in. So for everyone you fucking catch, you can rest assured 1,000 other ones got in. You can rest assured. So trust me. And the only fucking, I'm telling you, the only thing that's rare and uncommon is getting a fucking straight answer out of that bitch from the fucking White House. That's the only thing that's rare and uncommon. That bitch. I swear to Christ, man. She's like the fucking spin doctor. She can spin anything. Jesus Christ. She might as well be a fucking goddamn DJ. DJ Jen Psaki, let me spin it for you. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, we haven't even talked about fucking Dickhead Cuomo there. Cuomo.
You don't hear no more about him, really. What? See, he's on the hush-hush right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's who's hoping is that all this goes away and he'll be...
Well, no, this is... They just draw something else in front of us.
Matt Gaetz, or they try to...
Yeah!
...in front of them, and that blew up in their face. But that dickhead passed a $213 billion budget for New York. Okay? Now, take that part here. $19.5 million people in the state of New York. So that's $10,900 per person to serve these people. Then, on top of that, a $4 billion tax increase.
Sure.
Do you have these fucking people think? Not to mention, all the taxpayer money in the stimulus bill gave to them. Yeah. Put that into some perspective, is our budget down here in Florida is $96.6 billion. And we have 21.5 million people. So that's $5,000 per person. That's $5,000 per person. So we have a budget of less than half, and we have 10% more people, but we get it done, and we have no fucking state income tax. Guess what? You know, you don't need to be a fucking rocket scientist to figure this shit out. You should be able to figure it out even if you are a fucking arrogant dickhead like he is, you know, a sexual fucking predator, whatever the fuck he is.
Show me
the
money!
You should be able to figure that out.
Show me the money!
He's passing a franchise tax on businesses. But only if your total revenue is over $5 million a year. Total revenue. Oh, whoa, that's great. Let me tell you a fucking goddamn thing here. In New York City, you can't operate a fucking hot dog stand without making at least $5 million at the price they got to charge. So that every fucking business will be subject to that fucking tax. If you're making less than $5 million in New York, you're running a fucking goddamn... I don't know. You sell bleach out of your fucking goddamn tub, I guess.
Oh! The old Javel!
Selling Javel or some shit. I just need to play a cigarette, sir. Like fucking $20 a fucking pack. It doesn't take many of them to sell. So newsstands make more than $5 million a year. They don't take home that much, but they make more than that, and now they're subject to that tax. So that's cool. That's nuts. That's really, he's a total fucking idiot. I don't know. I really don't.
And the sad thing is that people will just follow.
Yeah.
People will follow. And again, I have to go back and say this, but I think it was 1938 when the poor Jewish people got on a train and never confronted anybody that what was going to happen. But they just followed, and where did they end up?
In
a gas chamber and ovens, yes. And we're going down that same path right now.
Oh,
I'm not saying a gas chamber or an oven, but we're going down for disaster to happen here.
Soylent Green, baby.
Soylent Green. So everybody better get their Les Baird knife ready and... Get ready to rock and roll here because it's going to be hard.
They may take your knives away, too. They're coming for the guns because they don't have control. We can't have guns. They're going to disarm us. What is he going against the ghost guns? Because, let's see. Let me total these up. This may take me a while. No crimes were committed by the fucking ghost guns. Zero crimes. So now I'm probably going to have a tax or a tariff if I go to fucking, I probably have to sign a waiver if I go buy a length of fucking pipe at fucking Home Depot because I might be making a fucking gun out of it. Fucking crazy, man. It's just concentrate on the bad guys. It's concentrate on the people that are mentally unstable. That's the people that can't have, because you can't take guns away from these people. That's not the way to do it. I'm sorry. Yeah, even the background checks. Even at the gun shows, they don't do background check gun. Bullshit. They do background check gun shows. Yeah,
you better believe it.
Sell a secondhand gun without a background check. Okay, so maybe we have to. Is it perfect? No, we could maybe tweak it a little bit. We don't have to fucking blow it apart. Oh, I'm not. None of what I'm doing is coming at the Second Amendment. Well, bullshit. You're just saying 30 or 60 days you want to see legislation. That's when he's coming at the fucking Second Amendment, is once that 30 or 60 days passes and they say, okay, take everybody's fucking gun away or ban this or do that or do this.
Time to wrap it up.
He got He doesn't even know ATF, the fucking alcohol, tobacco, firearms. He calls it the AFT. What the fuck is that? You know, this guy's in charge of the AFT with that absent from fucking talking? I'm sure there is a division. Don't let him talk. Don't let him talk. We're going to, new division, absent from talking. AFT. Remember that. But, fucking stupid ass. We got to wrap it up already.
Oh, we got to wrap it up already. And don't forget this weekend, you got the memorial for the prince, right?
What prince?
Not the prince, the queen's husband. On most networks, the other network's going to be carrying the rapper who got killed.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, DMX or something? Yeah. He killed himself, didn't he?
Yeah, but they're changing
the way.
He
overdosed himself.
They always change it.
Don't make it Trump's fault, I'm sure.
Well, you know.
He died of COVID. Didn't he die of COVID?
Yeah, he died of COVID.
I thought he was on drugs and COVID.
I'm sure he was.
He was on that shot you got, Pat.
He was on the shot. He was on the fucking goddamn vaccine.
Oh my god.
His fucking needle.
Say your goodbyes now, guys.
All right. Remember, God bless America.
And have a great day.